welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley. I'm sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Moses Harper.
All right, well, we'll bounce back to last week. It was a pretty promising effort from you guys. You guys fell a little short in the end, but just kind of walking out, what was your message to the team after that one?
Well, the message was we gave ourselves a chance to win the game. We had the ball twice in the fourth quarter with a chance to go down and score and possibly go for a two-point conversion. And you can tie that thing up and you have a chance to win. My whole message to them since we've started is play hard for four quarters and see what the score says in the fourth quarter. So give yourself a chance to win the game. And I feel like they compete and we just came up short.
Yeah, and I know after the game you said you guys aren't much on moral victories, but do you think that does anything for the confidence of this team early on?
Yeah, I think the confidence is it definitely helped our confidence a little bit because we played better from week one to week two. So everything we preached to them about week one to week two, they actually start believing like, okay, maybe we can do this. And then, you know, the community has been very supportive on campus. People have been happy to see them and tell them how excited they were to watch the game and stay there for four quarters. So that has to play on these guys a little bit and have to build the confidence a little bit and have them ready this week to practice.
Yeah, and now you got a William Jewell team walking in here at 2-0. I'm sure they're feeling pretty good. It looks like on the offensive side of the football, they're going to run and run a little bit more. So just kind of what have you noticed from them?
Well, Coach Miller and I both know the running back really well. I actually recruited him to William Jewell. And we actually coached him at Cahoma Community College as well. So we know him and know his family very well. And they lean on him a lot. The main thing about that team is they've won two games on the road. So they know how to do the ultimate is go on the road and figure out how to win a football game. So, yeah, they're 2-0. No matter how they won or how they got it done, they got it done. So they'll come in here feeling pretty good to be 2-0. We'll show up, put our pants on, and we'll get out here and get ready to go.
Yeah, and on the defensive side of the ball, they had some pretty impressive numbers in the interior D-line. Last week, I think they had 13 tackles for loss. Just kind of what jumps out from them defensively.
Just a very sound group. Defensive line, linebackers, and secondary. Everybody does their job on that defense. Nobody's out trying to do anything extra than what they're supposed to do. Everybody's just sound and go to where they're supposed to be and do their job.
All right, that was Lincoln head coach Moses Harper. Trevor, so close and yet so far. Blue Tigers lose 34-19 to McKendree in a game where, you know, had the ball twice late where they had a chance to maybe score in a one-score game and maybe make the difference and just weren't able to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, that was the first time in my time covering the team I walked out of a game and was like, that was a promising effort. Like you mentioned, they had chances in that game. They had two long touchdown runs to really keep them in it, and their defense was bend but don't break mentality. They came up with a number of red zone stops, forced a missed field goal, had a turnover on downs deep in their territory, and it was a game where you were watching it, and all the way until about a minute 40 left when McKendree scored to go up two scores, you're sitting there and it's like, there is a chance that Lincoln does this. And I have not really had that opportunity in a fourth quarter of covering the team to have a sense of that creep into my mind of the losing streak might end today. Mm-hmm. And walking into this one, this is probably the most excited I've been for a Lincoln game because I really do think they have a chance to end the streak this week.
Yeah, as someone who loves box scores and likes going deep into the stats, just kind of looking at stuff, it's just very encouraging to finally see a box score where you see like scoring synopses and it's like, it's not just opponent, 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 opponent. It's like there were some alternating scores. There were some, you know, there were some times where Lincoln responded with the score, kept it close. It wasn't just so one-sided where you go, okay, yeah, you know, and I did listen to the game on the radio and it was one of those where you go, okay, you know, they're right in this, you know, and they're like, there's chances. And, you know, I think they get the block PAT and return it for a score, and then you're thinking, oh my gosh, things like that don't happen for Lincoln. They happen to Lincoln, and you go, maybe this is going to be the sort of game where if something like that happens, this might be what ends up, you know, killing this long losing streak. It didn't end up that way, but again, it gives you hope, and that's it. It's at a certain point, just for the fan base and for the players and for the coaches, hope's very powerful, and you got to have that at some point. So it was almost really valuable just to get that result, no matter that it was a loss, just the fact that the way it came was very encouraging.
Yeah, and you just listened to Coach Harper talk about it on the second question I asked him, because he said after the game they're not big on moral victories, but for a team that has at least the players that have stuck around at Lincoln, they have not experienced a win. They have not really experienced close games in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And his biggest selling point so far this year is play hard, get to the fourth quarter, see if the score is close, and then just kind of see how the cards fall from there. Because
right.
all the pressure shifts from them to the other team when they look up and it's, this is a game that we should win, and all of a sudden it's an 8-point game in the fourth quarter, and that pressure just starts to build. And you mentioned that block PAT. It was absolutely massive because it took a... The McKendree just scored to go up 10 points, and Lincoln blocks the PAT and returns it, and all of a sudden it's a one-score game.
Right.
And, like, I wasn't down on the sideline to see what the team morale was like, but you can kind of probably sense that that was dipping a little bit, and all of a sudden one play like that, and they're right
sure.
back in it, and
yep.
it's like... It was stunning to see, like you said, something
yeah.
like that go Lincoln's way, because it's not something I've experienced.
Right. And, you know, I think another point from that game is just there's so few times, you know, we've seen so many lopsided games. And again, you know, Lincoln gets outgained 457 to 283, and that sounds bad, but we've seen so many more where it's like 500 to like 150, or, you know, numbers of that sort where you go, okay, yes, they did still, you know, McKendree still had the better of play, but it was also like they did a few things late that I think add to those totals that make it look a little more lopsided. And just the fact that, you know, it was, yeah, they had the better of it statistically, but it was not lopsided by any stretch of the imagination where you go, oh, yeah, they clearly won this game. It was like, yeah, they got a win, and they made a play or two here or there that helped them do so, but it was not lopsided by any stretch of the imagination.
And making it even better for Lincoln, they were nowhere close to, like, their best game that they could play. They had mistakes. They didn't complete a pass until the third quarter. They
right.
couldn't get anything
right.
going in the passing game. And they're still looking to be able to sustain drives because, like we talked about on this, they want to play that clock control football and just kind of wear on opponents throughout the game. And they haven't been able to really accomplish that goal yet, but they were able to break two long touchdown runs.
Yeah.
And that really was big in keeping them in it. But like you mentioned, stats-wise... And I kind of alluded to it, the bend but don't break. Lincoln was kind of letting them get first downs, or letting is probably not the right word, but they're getting down deep into Lincoln territory, and Lincoln's defense was able to stand up when they needed it most. And up until that final drive when they kind of put the game away, it was just massive to watch, and it was just very... Surprising is the word I'd use, but promising is really the better one.
Yeah, and you do mention it. It is kind of amazing to go, okay, you know, you did all of this and had chances to win when, yeah, they just couldn't complete a pass, and they were so one-dimensional where you go, okay, we know that they want to run the ball. They want to run to set up the pass. Well, when they set up the pass, it didn't go anywhere. So just the fact that, you know, you can only go 6 of 22 passing in the game and still be in it is kind of one of those games where you go, yes, we knew that McKendree was going to be a gettable game. You didn't get it, but you had chances, and you did what you should have done, was be in positions to make plays late to maybe get a victory, and that's what we thought they were going to be able to do.
Yeah, and I'm sure the team is just feeling so much better about themselves walking
sure.
into a game like this, and that morale shouldn't be slipping early on in the season like we've seen in years past, where
right.
you tally up 250-point losses very early on, and it's kind of hard to motivate the team for the next game. There should not be that problem headed into this one.
Right. So the end result, unfortunately, is the Blue Tigers' 40th straight loss. It comes with another bad note in the fact that for a while there, you just had the second longest active losing streak. Well, guess what? It's now the longest active losing streak because Fort Lewis finally halted their losing streak at 40. Got a 17-12 win against Arizona Christian last week, so kind of the team that they've been neck and neck with for a while. Well, now it's Lincoln's all alone to... hopefully end as soon as humanly possible.
Yeah, and it took me until Monday to finally have the thought of go check a Fort Lewis one, because I was just kind of so accustomed to both losing that I went and looked and they won, and I immediately texted you, and it's like Lincoln's now on the clock.
Right.
All eyes are now on Lincoln and when this losing streak is going to end. And I really do think that'll come at some point in these next few weeks. But, yeah, it's not something the team was too aware of. I kind of had to break the news to Coach Harper on that.
Right.
And he was not aware of it. But rolling off that note, it's not something that they're worried about. It's not something that they're rallying around. They don't seem to really care. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good or a bad thing, but we'll see.
Yeah. So the Blue Tigers are now 0-2 overall and 0-2 in the GLVC. They'll play host to William Jewell. William Jewell is 2-0 on the season, but have yet to play a conference game, so this will be their conference opener. It's worth noting that one of those two wins against was the aforementioned Fort Lewis. So they opened the season with a 35-20 win at Fort Lewis. So again, didn't beat them by a whole lot. It was, but got a win against the struggling team. And then they won last week 23-16 against Kentucky Wesleyan. So again, I think this was one of those games where when the schedule comes out and you go, okay, you know, we've talked about it last week, we talked about it kind of in the season opener, there were not a lot of winnable games when they were in the MIAA. Now that they're in the GLVC, you look at the schedule and go, that's a winnable game, that's a winnable game. Last week was a winnable game, didn't get the win. I think William Jewell is, in again, another winnable game. So now it's a matter of, can you take advantage of the opportunity you have in front of you, because you are presented with a game that you can win. Now it's a matter of, okay, now you have to go out and be able to do that. So can you do that this week?
Yeah, and William Jewell has to be coming in feeling pretty good. They've won two road games to start the season, and it's their first time winning back-to-back games in almost a decade. It's been 2015 since they've done that, and they won three straight in that win streak.
Right.
So it's been a long time since they've experienced the success that they've experienced early on in the season, so who knows exactly how they're dealing with that. You could have a big head situation, but I don't think that's probably the case for the program.
I would hope not if you're William Jewell.
With a program that's struggled the way they have in recent history. So it's a team that's probably feeling pretty good about themselves and sees another chance to win a game this weekend at Lincoln. But on the flip side, it's Lincoln's kind of foaming at the mouth, I'm sure, for an opportunity like this. So we'll see what gives.
So it's a noon start today at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. I think we have to go from the standpoint of, okay, if Lincoln's going to be able to slow down William Jewell and be able to score enough, I think it's going to be, can they slow down the Cardinals on defense? So what does Lincoln maybe have to account for that William Jewell wants to do offensively that they need to focus on?
On both sides of the ball, this game's going to be won at the line of scrimmage. Okay. William Jewell and Lincoln are both very run-heavy offenses. William Jewell is led by Keandre McCullough, who came out to open up the season in week zero with 25 carries for 402 yards and 5 touchdowns against Fort Lewis.
Okay.
And then he added another near 100-yard game last week. So their offense is absolutely centered around him, and they're going to feed him again, and feed him again,
okay,
and see what happens with that. So Lincoln is very geared up to stop the run in this game, and I'm guarantee you William Jewell is saying the same thing on their end, trying to stop Lincoln. So this might be a quick game.
Right.
Not one that you're going to be sitting there 4 hours in waiting for it to end. So
right.
It's going to be a lot of running the football. The clock's going to be running, and it's going to come down to whoever makes that key mistake.
So let's see if they can limit McCullough, because I don't think a guy with those numbers, obviously, he's going to have some success. So if they're able to limit him, what is then William Jewell counter with? Like, what's their maybe secondary thing that they do? Can they throw it if they need to? Do they have another back they can give it to? What's the next chance for them to maybe get some yardage if you're able to slow McCullough?
I really think that's when they've thrown the ball some this year. Their quarterbacks have 28 pass attempts from what I've seen. I think there's actually another player that had some sort of trick play that threw a pass. So around 30 pass attempts to a whole bunch of runs. So they're going to throw the ball from time to time. Which quarterback's going to be playing? That's another situation where I don't know. Tucker Griffin played the first week, and he maybe got hurt, and then Cameron Vizant came in and relief that game and started last week. It sounds like they're planning for Tucker Griffin, but they're not really worried about the quarterback. They're really going to try and dare whoever is playing quarterback to beat them.
Right.
So if the game ends up in a situation where William Jewell is trying to throw the ball all around the field, that is exactly what Lincoln wants, and in that case, they think they win.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, we've talked about it all season long. Lincoln wants to run to set up the pass. Obviously, weren't able to do much passing last week, and that probably was what killed him. So how effective do we think that they're going to be in terms of being able to establish that run against William Jewell?
Well, I mean, the strength of William Jewell's defense so far has been around the line of scrimmage. They're coming off a performance last week where they had 13 tackles for loss and 4 sacks.
Okay.
And Javion Messias and Justin Endicott combined for 6 of those tackles for loss and all 4 sacks. So they're going to be crowded around the line of scrimmage, and they're very accustomed to making plays behind the line of scrimmage. So it's not going to be easy, and they're obviously going to be well prepared for that. So there may be opportunities early on in this game for Lincoln to make them pay down the field. And Lincoln showed late in the game last week, especially on that final drive, that they can convert on some of those deep shots. It's just a matter of a young quarterback in Isaiah Tate and these brand new receivers getting on the same page. So we'll see how that kind of dynamic works early on in the game, because I think that'll be very important.
Yeah, it appears that the Cardinals are giving up, you know, 208 yards passing a game and only 127 rushing a game. So they've been able to limit the teams they played so far. Now, is that a byproduct of those teams didn't want to run? Is it a matter of they tried to run and they couldn't? I guess we'll find out today how that goes. But it does sound like they've had success halting teams that want to, you know, or from being able to run. So if Lincoln can't establish that, that'll go even a longer way, I think, for determining who wins this game. Because if they're going to be able to do that when they don't want to allow that, that's going to be huge.
Yeah, and I mean, like I mentioned, both teams are not going to sway away from the run, no matter how many times you stop them. They're going to run at you and run at you and run at you. And I think fatigue is going to play a huge factor in this game, which team gets worn down first, because those D linemen on both sides are going to be tested and tested some more. So we'll see who holds up to the challenge and whose conditioning's better. And yeah, I mean, this is going to be a fun one. I'm excited. Yeah.
So it's not only a matter of conditioning, but it's also a matter of depth. And I think the thing that you naturally go is, okay, how healthy are the Blue Tigers coming into this one? How are we, you know, after the first 2 games of the season, how are we sitting in terms of how do they get through it unscathed? Do they have nicks? Do they have bumps? Do they have bruises? Or do they have injuries?
Yeah, I mean, like every coach starts the answer to when you ask about injuries, they say everybody's dealing with bumps and bruises.
Sure.
Obviously, that's just the coach speak answer. But Lincoln does have the chance for Kellen Porter to make his season debut today, and that's another running back to add into the equation. And they were really excited about a 3-deep depth chart that they're able to kind of mix and match, keep bodies fresh. The only injury of note is Tyler Beaulieu left last week's game with a concussion and ended up having to go to the ER, so they're going to take a very slow approach on getting him back. Should probably mention that's a defensive lineman. So they're looking at probably a 4-week-ish return for him, but that's the only injury of note.
Okay. Well, it's worth noting that William Jewell leads the all-time series 4-1, so I guess I'll just ask you, does Lincoln start to even that number, and do they stop the streak at 40?
I do deep down believe that today is the day the streak ends, and today is the day I cover my first Lincoln football victory, and first Lincoln victory of any sport outside of basketball, team-wise. So it would be a very interesting and a cool story to write for once, and I am excited for this game. It could go very well for Lincoln, but it could be another day of the same story if they're not able to get that run game going, but I will predict them to come out on top, of course, 28-21.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn 3. Thanks for listening.